Blog Talk Radio.
Obedience Broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We welcome you to come and enjoy this broadcast with us every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, the Spirit of South Florida. We ask that you listen and call in and add your information to our discussion. We'll be discussing a topic each week and finding out what God has in store for us in the area of humility and obedience, making it relevant to today and relevant to the Scriptures. Now, get ready to hear from your radio host of the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast, Pastor Roger A. Grimes.
Away in a manger.
Baby Jesus, no room.
no room for a king. Do you have room for the King Jesus? Welcome to the broadcast. You are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm your host, Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. You are yet praying for him, and we thank God for his recovery. We thank God for all that God is doing in his life even now. And we're excited about what's going on in the body of Christ. We're excited about what all is happening. And we hope that you will join in with us. We do want to invite you to our Youth Christmas program that's going to happen on this Saturday, December 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the senior pastor is Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. Our youth coordinator is none other than Mother Michelle Adams, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, our mother's board president, Mother Lois Jones, and our chairman deacon is Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. I want to say a big God bless you to Kendra and to Judith Ann. God bless you for tuning into the broadcast. I believe I also saw my other friend. We thank God for you, Angela. We thank God for all of you who are tuning in to the broadcast. We are continuing in prayer, and we are continuing to give God glory and honor and praise because it does belong to him. He is worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. And not just because it's Christmas, but because God is worthy. And, of course, like I said, we're talking about the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast, and we are excited to be able to talk about wisdom and talk about being humble and obedient and talk about some of the things that are being that we face in our society. So you can call us if you'd like to call in. You're welcome to do so. The number to call is 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. And we do thank God. I thank God for Reginald. Thank you, Reginald, for sharing some of our videos and our live broadcast on Facebook. We do thank God for that. We encourage all of you to share, click in, chime in, et cetera, so forth and so on. Again, the number, if you want to call, if you want to just listen or if you want to be on the broadcast, 954-554-6755. Star 6 when we're live on the broadcast will get you through to the broadcast to talk. If not, you can just listen in. You don't have to say anything if you want to listen in. Maybe you're in and out between things and you want to be able to continue to listen in. You can do so simply by calling in and you can listen. So, again, we thank God for all of you. There's so much going on and so many things. Had a wonderful time. Went with Kendra to Jupiter on last evening, and we were in Jupiter for O Holy Night Christmas celebration, and we're just grateful because God has done some great things in the lives of the believers. And when you are willing to sow into the lives of others, when you're willing to be humble and obedient, God can cause things to prosper and to be developed in you. So we thank God for that Jupiter Drive and Jupiter Road, and we thank God for them, and we anticipate being able to do some more things across the state of Florida as well as internationally and nationally. So some of my friends that listen to me in Denmark and in Central America, in Europe, in Asia, give me a ring, give me a call, inbox me, whatever you want to do, and let me know if you'd like for a ministry team to be with you, and we'll try to see what we can do to work that out. So we thank God for the Guts Network. We thank God for the Power of Humility and Obedience. We thank God for Kendra McIntosh and her ministry. We thank God for all of those who I work with in ministry who are doing ministry things, kingdom things, who are working towards kingdom and kingdom-minded mentality, kingdom purpose. So we want to encourage everybody. Let's work together as a unit, and we will supply together because there are some areas that you may need help with. And I think that's really what was going on even on last night in Jupiter. There was some things that people needed help with at that Jupiter church, at that Jupiter ministry. And it was a non-denominational kind of interdenominational kind of atmosphere. And they didn't know how to bring it together. And they knew they needed someone to come in and bring it together. And so they invited Kendra McIntosh to come over there and really be that glue, that piece that ties everything together. And so we thank God for being able to be associated and affiliated with a ministry that is able to be that in a
non-denominational, interdenominational setting where people who are staunch, old, set in their ways Catholics will say, I've been busted out of my box today. And it is a time for us to be a little bit ecumenical. And I know some people say, oh, that's probably part of the devil and the New World Order. Well, it could be. But see, we're letting the enemy dictate how God moves. And we need to stop doing that. We try to determine when something's the enemy, when God really wants to do something. And so we need to be able to live the life before people that it will change the atmosphere and cause people to see God. See, there is a ecumenical move that God wants to do because he wants to drop all of the barriers. As a matter of fact, Jesus was ecumenical because he had no problem talking with the Samaritans. Now, Jews had a problem with talking with Samaritans, but Jesus, who was a Jew, did not have a problem talking with the Samaritans. So it's the power of humility and obedience. It's the power of being able to humble ourselves and come out of our denominational stance and our structure and our dogma and really reaching out to one another and really concentrating on our similarities and not our differences. And in concentrating on our similarities, because if Jesus is the thing that we have in common, then we can destroy everything else. Whether I wear pants, don't wear pants. Whether I wear makeup, don't wear makeup. Whether I wear a whole body covering or whether I don't wear a whole body covering. Whether I genuflect, whether I have saints and whether I don't have saints. All those things we can fix later as long as we can concentrate on the one main focus, which is Jesus. If we can come together on that common denominator, then we can work on the rest. But if we are always focusing on the things that separate us, then we're going to have problems. If I'm always thinking about whether I wear a doily on my head or don't wear a doily on my head, whether my hair is covered, whether my hair is short, whether my hair is long, whether I wear a dress, whether I don't wear a dress, whether my women preach or whether my women teach, whether I have women in leadership, whether I don't have women in leadership. Do you understand that those are the things that we strive and fight among us that causes us to no longer have the benefit of godly instruction, of a spiritual move, of a powerful move of God. It could have been, right, that the disciples would have gotten caught up, but the women were in praying for their release. The women stood praying. So there was a part, or there is a part, that God has for everybody to play, because he says, in me there is neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek. Right? I don't have that kind of thing, God is saying. God's saying, that stuff y'all do. You guys do that. You make labels. You set things up. You want to put things in boxes. You want to make it organized and make it neat for you. But God says, I'm not really interested in that. I'm not really caught up in that. I really just want you to live for me. That's it. That's really God's whole agenda. If you can't be changed and live for me, if you won't let my son convert your life and transform you, if you won't allow those things to happen, then at the end of the day, when we go before glory, it's going to be that judgment time, and he's going to say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew you. He don't care nothing about your denomination. He don't care nothing about your zeal. He don't care nothing about any of that stuff. Yeah, well, didn't I cast out devils in your name? Didn't I? And God says, I'm not interested in all that, because what you should have done was got saved in my name. In other words, what you should have done was have the Spirit of God abiding in you. What you should have done was become a part of the body of Christ. What you should have done, you majored in the minor and forgot to deal with what was major. You focused on things that didn't make any difference. You were too caught up in trying to figure out whether or not somebody's tithing or not tithing, giving or not giving. And God said, did you take the time to develop their life? Did you take the time to make them better? Have you taught them how to stand on their own two feet? Have you taught them how to be victorious? Have you taught them how to walk in victory? Have you taught them what my son did and the example that he – have you explained that? Have you given them the tools to be able to receive the very gift of the Holy Spirit, to be able to walk and function in the gift of the Holy Spirit? Have you humbled yourself enough to say, it doesn't matter whether they join my church or the next church, all I need to know is that their soul be saved and delivered? Have you obeyed God enough to say, even during this time when I'm not sure what I'm going to get or what I don't have or what somebody else has, but because God, I can hear your voice and I'm listening and I'm attentive to what you say, I'm going to bless those Matter of fact, God said, bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Can we take on the attitude of gratitude? Can we put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy? Do we really have our minds covered in salvation? Or does anything have access to our brain? Do we really have what it's necessary? Are we walking around with the sword? Do we have the shield of faith to protect us from the things that are getting ready to try to come and overtake us? Are we walking around with our loins girt about? Do we have our feet shod? Are we fully dressed? What is it that we are doing, or are we not doing? It's a self-examination. It's a self-check. It's like Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? Everybody's always talking about you have to do a self-check. You got to do regular self-checks to make sure that, you know, check early. Make sure you detect early, because early detection is the key. Same thing with salvation. Same thing with living this holy life. Same thing with Christianity. Early detection is the key. Self-evaluation, self-correction, self-examination is the key. We want to jump up quick and tell everybody, ain't nobody could judge me but God, but that only takes place if you take the time to self-correct. If you take the time to read the word, to line up, to have the mirror held up before you, to say, God, I'm looking at the mirror of your word, and I'm looking at it to determine whether or not it matches. Do I line up with what your word says, or am I walking the way of the heathen? Heavenly Father, am I looking like you? Do I smell like your son? Am I really covered in his blood? Am I walking the path of the righteous? Am I following peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see God? God bless you, Sister Lorraine Gassett. We thank God for you tuning in. By the way, for those of you who are just tuning in, you are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Roger A. Grimes. On this Saturday at 6:30 p.m., we will have our Youth Christmas program, and all of you are invited to join with us. We're at 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the senior pastor is Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. Our executive pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes. Our Mother's Board President, Ms. Lois Jones, Chairman Deacon is Keith Andre McIntosh, and our Youth Coordinator, Mother Michelle Adams. And we're expecting God to do some great and mighty things. And we ask you to come on out and be with us and share with us in these events. We have services on 9 a.m. prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship. And we have feeding. We distribute groceries every Saturday from 7 to 8. Right on the corner of 12th Avenue and 8th Street. And we will be distributing groceries this Saturday, the 23rd, from 7 a.m. till 8 a.m. And we'll also be distributing groceries on Saturday, December the 30th, from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. We will be there making sure that the people are blessed, and we will be there meeting and talking with you all and sharing with you all. So you can come on out, and if you are in need of groceries, come on out and get the groceries you need. God bless you, Lady McLeod. We thank God for you and Missionary for being in on the broadcast. God bless you. We love you, and we are continuing in prayer with you and your family. God is doing great things, and we can't help but acknowledge that. And like I said, it's a move of God where God is equipping and he is supplying the body, and that's why it says what it says in Colossians and in Ephesians, that he gave those things for the equipping of the body of Christ, for the perfecting of the body of Christ, for the equipping of the saints and the perfecting of the body of Christ. So we have pastors and apostles and prophets and all those things for that purpose. And we have to understand that music is a ministry, dance is a ministry, and in those you can have the operation of the prophetic. You can have the operation of the pastor. You can have the operation of the apostolic. All of those can be operating. I know I'm messing with somebody's theology right now. I get that. But we have to understand, when we allow the full operation or the fivefold ministry to function as it was designed to function within the body, we can begin to see the results that we are desperately looking for. That's why the whole earth groaneth and moaneth, because it is waiting for the sons and the daughters of God to take their place, to begin to speak in the atmosphere, to begin to change the atmosphere. Many of you are happier with or more familiar with, hey, Carolyn, many of you are more content with a better or more familiar with a scripture of, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. And that's accurate, it's true, and it's very, very functional. But God is also saying that the earth is groaning. It wants, it's anticipating, it's waiting for us to take our rightful place. That's the same thing as if my people, which are called by my name. It's the same purpose. If you would stand, if we would stand, if we would come together, if we would unify as a body, if we would work together as a team, we can see, or we will begin to see, the manifestation of the glory of God. We will begin to see the changeover. We'll begin to see the riot at Ephesus, if you will. We'll begin to see that there's going to be a noticeable difference. Even on, the world will notice. The TV networks will notice. People will begin to see, and they'll say, wow, what is this thing? It becomes newsworthy because they will have seen something distinct, different, something that is life-changing, something that makes a difference, because we are in a world that is kind of headed in a direction where without any breaks, it's going to bust hell wide open. Oh, I know y'all like looking at me funny, but that's okay. Don't worry. It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. It's the truth. And we must learn how to embrace one another, see what is the flaws, and supply the weakness. In other words, we have to be humble enough to recognize, that's why it says, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, because we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. We've been given, those of us who have matured, in other words, ye which are spiritual, ye which are mature, ye which have enough, or you that are mature enough to handle it, you are supposed to, with your maturity, because your maturity says, I recognize that there, but the grace of God, go I. I could be in that same situation. I may not have ever been in it. I may not be in it now. But one thing is for sure, I could be in that situation. So since I recognize that that situation might be mine, I might fall prey to that situation. I might be the one that's in the hospital in need of prayer. I might be the one that's in the prison in need of someone to visit me. I might be the one that's naked that needs to be clothed. I might be the one that's hungry that needs to be fed. And when I understand that, I can come to you as one who understands that I'm not better than you. I'm just someone who has an answer. I'm someone who can help you. I'm someone who can give you a hand. In other words, then the body of Christ will have no lack. Why? Because I have, so I give. Speak it like this. Maybe it's easier to see it like this. If I have five cars, I'm just one person, but I own five cars, and I'm in a ministry with people who have to walk and don't have and have to take the bus. They could drive if they had a car, but they don't have one. Then I ought to, and I know somebody's going to be mad at me now because they say, well, I bought that car with my hard-earned money, and I saved it, and I got it, and they ought to be able to supply the need of that brother or that sister. I know y'all ain't ready for that today. But that's the truth. Hey, John, we miss the mark as the body of Christ because in the body of Christ are too many selfish people, or too many selfish people have infiltrated the church or infiltrated the body of Christ. Now, we're so busy worried about whether or not they're trying to get over on us. But the scripture is very clear. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Right? Love them. Do good to them. And especially those in the household of faith. So when you understand the concept, then we should be making sure that there is no lack in the body of Christ. And how do we do that? Because in the house is everything that you need. In your ministry, in your churches, in your everything that you need is there. So now it's about being able to pull on or tug on what is available. If we make all things common, which is what happened in the New Testament church, they had all things common, meaning if I had a need, it was supplied because it was a place where all of us could come together. And that's why church was so vivid. And that's why people didn't mind dying trying to get to the house of God, because it was so full. The house was full. The people were full. We were full. We saw a need, and we did everything we could to meet that need. But the need seems to be so overwhelming. Or, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Many of us aren't really loving like we should, because our love has become cold because of the iniquity, because of the sin, because of the deception, because so many people try to take advantage of kind-hearted folk. And so we've decided that we'd rather be cold, we'd rather not be humble, we'd rather not be obedient, we'd rather just be able to preserve myself, preserve my four no more, keep myself safe. No sacrifice on my part. I just want to be able to make it through. And that's the wrong attitude as a Christian, as the body of Christ, as a believer. But we have to get to that place in God. So how do we do that? By surrendering, right? Surrendering everything. Surrendering the thing that you didn't want to let go of in the first place. Because, see, we can surrender stuff we don't want. Everybody gives up that stuff right away. As a matter of fact, the donation boxes are full of, that's why they had to start telling us, could you bring us an unwrapped new toy? Because people would love giving away the stuff that's broken, busted, and they can't use no more, right? Because we are quick to throw away what we have no use for, but we're not quick to give our best. And that really was the sin of Cain. The sin of Cain was he did not give his best. He did not give what God was asking for. He did not offer what God wanted. When we can humble ourselves and obey God to the point where we're able to give completely, and I'm not trying to say that you give up since you have nothing left, but when we have all things common, I can help you. So if you need a house, if you need a place to stay, food stamps, socialism should not have to be a government agency issue. That's why we're the head and not the tail. The church should be the place that people know that they can come to, and provision should be available because we are the ones who have the answer. We have the supply, not just in a spiritual sense, but in a natural sense. So when somebody's trying to figure out how they're going to get a place to stay, they ought to be able to come to the house of God and not Section 8. I know, I done messed up now. I done really messed up. I only got 3 more minutes, so let me just cut this off right now, curb this right in, bring it all in. And we do thank God for these last 3 minutes. I want to kind of be praying and interceding for our superintendent. I do want to remind you again, on this Saturday, December the 23rd, at 6:30 p.m., we will be at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ for our Christmas Youth Program, where the senior pastor is none other than Superintendent Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, our Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones, our Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh, our youth coordinator, Mother Michelle Adams. And we also want to pray for Sister Anisha Adams. I do want to say that, Lord God, you know the situation. You know what's going on. And it is this time of the year, at the end of the year, when so many people either lose their life, take their life, feel depressed, know someone that died during the holidays. Lord God, we thank you now. We ask, God, that you would look upon all of those people who are currently in the hospital, who are currently trying to recover, who are currently trying to be healed, God, who are currently looking to receive their healing and their deliverance, who are currently looking to live and not die. And God, we ask you to look on those who have given up and said, it's too much. I don't know if I can pass, if I can go forward. I don't know if I can get past this time in my life. God, we're asking that you would look on them now, touch their hearts and their mind, give them the understanding that 2018 is a better time for them. If they can just push past this moment to the next moment, then we'll see their breakthrough. Lord God, help each and everyone who's listening to this broadcast. Help them, God, to have a newness of mind, a newness of thought. Oh God, send provision for the vision. Establish thoughts, establish ways, establish paths. make connections, cause things to go in their favor, cause them to walk in the favor of God. Lord Jesus, we thank you now for opening those doors that no man can open and closing those doors that no man can open, opening and causing things to be put in place. God, we thank you right now for repairing where it needs repairing, fixing where it needs fixing. You rule and you super rule. You are our source and our resource, and we believe you. We thank you now for being that kind of God, and we are grateful for that. We give you the glory and honor and praise because it belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've got to go, but we do thank God for those of you who are tuned into the broadcast. It's about time for the broadcast to end, but we thank you again for tuning in. We hope that you will continue to tune in to the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm saying for Superintendent Roger A. Grimes, we thank you so much, and have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. Until next time, on Wednesday at 2 p.m., we say goodbye. You are listening to the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast and that you will continue to tune in every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, the Spirit of South Florida. We encourage you to visit the Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Remember, there's power in humility and obedience.
This session is no longer being recorded.
You've got it locked on the best in gospel talk. 1520 AM. WEXY.
Goodbye.